We call it keep things in perspective. However, the word perspective is a word that literally means to see through something. Now let me ask you, how can you see through anything if you don't experience it? How can you see through? How can you get a correct perspective? Or how can you see through something without experiencing it? We use it, though, to mean that standpoint, that untouched high ground where we stand above everything else. I don't know if we do it from pains that we've experienced, because a person shouldn't risk loving something in a finite world if you don't want to risk the pain of losing something. We have risked loving, many of us, haven't we? And we have also understood what loss is. Or maybe it's the fact that our neurons numb. We police our tendency to ask why out of a kind of laziness, a sort of failure of intellectual nerve. Or maybe it's just like the hum of the refrigerator. We've heard it so much that it's become gray noise. What do you think? I want you to think of something. I want you to think about this for a minute. And I want you to think about your presence here today in worship, this Sunday, as paying attention. So you're here today, you're paying attention. You're a member of a minority of modern Americans who have sacrificed and expended time and effort to attempt to love God and to risk being loved by God. Oh yeah, it's a risk to be loved by God. So think about that for a minute. Iris Murdoch, the British philosopher and novelist, defines art as learning to pay attention to the world. Learning to pay attention. So if your presence here today in worship this Sunday is paying attention, so we're involved with art as well, according to him, aren't we? If you've ever noticed art, you know that it takes time and training. You get better at noticing art as you go along. When you first look at a painting, it may not seem that great to you at all. It may actually seem kind of silly. And it takes time to know what the artist is up to, how the painting is asking you to expand your ways of seeing and knowing. You see, the works of God are like that. Knowing is not a spectator sport. There's a sense on which God graciously needs you, not to be God, but to be co-creator of the world. Do you hear me this morning? Can I maybe get an amen out of that, just so I know that you're here this morning? All right. See, God needs a people willing to submit themselves, willing to name the name, willing to risk witness to a true God who lives and rules and loves. God needs you and me. Modern people have said for some time that they feel distant from God, that God is dead, or that the world no longer speaks to them of a creator, much less a savior. Of course, to those who have lost the lust to hear, most things are mute, right? Unable to even notice a sunset or a turning leaf. How in the world could they be expected to be attentive enough to see God? Think of attentiveness as a skill, an art to be nurtured, a moral matter of taking the time and paying the cost of consciousness. You see, it's so easy for life to become like the hum of the refrigerator, right? Are you with me today? Then it becomes convenient and safe for us to block it out until the world comes in and a car crash happens, for instance. Or an unexpected death happens. Or a loved one gets a disease, or something like September 11th a few years ago happens. And then we suddenly wake up and we say, as a society, and we say, "Why, God? Why, God? Why would you allow something like this to happen? How could you do that to those wonderful people who I hated before they died, but now I just love them?" Does that make any sense to you?